I have a special guest on Simply Folk. Violinist and music educator Randy Sabine is here. And many of you will recognize the name from that listener favorite every year, the Midwestern Winter Driving Song. But his playing and performing often has a much different sound. Well, welcome to Simply Folk, Randy.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And you've brought along another musician, Chris
Wagner.
Yes, I
did. My fellow fiddler right from Madison, Chris Wagner.
Hi. Thanks for being.
Yes, we've had you here before, Chris. It's been a few years, but nice to see you back. And you're both holding fiddles. And I thought before we start talking, why don't we have a little bit of music? What would you like to start with?
We're going to play an old traditional fiddle tune called Crippled Turkey, just part of the vast repertoire from the poultry-themed fiddle tunes.
Of which there are dozens.
Yes, yes. This is one of many. Crippled Turkey.
Wonderful. Crippled Turkey.
Crippled Turkey.
Where would that have been coming out of? Appalachia or something? Or from across the
pond? I learned it from a Bob Wills record. He was actually born in Turkey, Texas. So I don't know if that has anything to do with the song, but, who knows.
He might have written it. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Sounds kind of traditional. Well, mm-hmm. there's a piece, little part in the middle there that almost sounded like a Bach fugue or something like that.
Well, yeah, we kind of went to a different style there in the middle. We tend to drift around from time to time. So, and I play this with a full band, and you know, I grew up listening to the Grateful Dead, and one of my favorite parts of their music was when they did their Space Jam. So I worked that into my fiddle tunes too. We could have gone on for another 20 minutes, Stephanie, and, but you know.
So a lot of improvising. Do you improvise when you gig live?
Oh yeah, that's really the big, you know, thrust of what I do as a violin player. I use the word jazz to describe, you know, what I do, but I use jazz as the biggest possible world of improvised music, and that'll just include anything. And folk music is, you know, filled with improvisation as well. You know?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a huge umbrella. I mean, if you talk about improvised music or folk music or jazz, it really, mm-hmm. it's all-encompassing, and you can get a lot of things under that umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Well, how did you start with the violin? Were you a kid when
I started with the violin because I wanted to be a rock and roll drummer. Doesn't that make sense? I was a third grader in Rockford, Illinois, my hometown, and I announced to my parents and to the world that I wanted to be a rock and roll drummer and be in a group like the Beatles, you know. That's a typical ambition. And I was actually taking some drum lessons, and my drum teacher was the orchestra director at the high school where I would attend, and he put this fiddle in my hands at the end of the summer, which is the furthest thing from rock and roll you can imagine. And I started taking violin lessons and studied classical music, and there it is. That's the beginning of the saga.
And you realized pretty early, I was like, how am I going to get girls with this thing? Too late.
Therein lies the rub.
I love to hear these stories that involve public school music programs, and we're so lucky in Wisconsin to have still a pretty strong school music program in the Wisconsin School Music Association and all of that. So
yes, there's a strong tradition of orchestra string programs in the public schools, and actually that was one of the career moves that I was called to when I discovered you could play something other than classical music. Was I wanted to also change the way string education was formulated, and I've done the basic part of my educational career has been working in the state of Wisconsin, going all over to string programs and introducing young string players and teachers to improvisational forms of music, jazz in particular.
And that it can be cool and it can be amazing and inspiring without having to be boring, and yeah,
exactly.
It can be sexy.
And so, you know, students, you know, instead of coming onto the violin like I did kind of by accident, students are actually choosing the violin not just because they want to play in an orchestra, but they also want to play in a bluegrass band, or they've seen Chris or me perform and say, oh, I'd like to be in a band like that playing swing or jazz or whatever, and choose it. Because it is a cool instrument.
Oh, it is so versatile. I mean, you can take it with you, and yeah, it has a beautiful sound too. I was listening to the different sounds of the two violins mm-hmm. and how they blend, and yeah.
It's so vocal, and you know, all these inflections that we can get on the violin that you just do differently on other instruments, but it's just, yeah, it can be so incredibly expressive, yeah.
Well, that's a good point. It's almost, it is singing in a mm-hmm. way, and you have a lot of tools in your toolbox to make it sing.
And I've been using multiple violins in my band recently. I've thought of myself as this sort of solo jazz instrumentalist, like a individual trumpet player or something, but I was really inspired by the Bob Wills concept of being a fiddle player leading a band, but having other fiddle players in the band as well. So my most recent bands have had triple fiddles. So I've used, you know, Chris in my band, Randall Harrison has played with me. I've also used cello and two violins. Matt Turner has played cello with me. So I really like the idea of multiple, you know, fiddles or fiddle-like instruments. Call the cello a fiddle.
So, a large fiddle.
And then playing triple harmonies and
yeah.
And just having another fiddle player to bounce off of. You know? Bob Wills wasn't necessarily the best fiddle player in his band, and neither am I. It's good business sense to hire people better than you.
I was watching some of your performances on Wisconsin Public Television. They did a lovely program of you at the Wausau Grand Theater, of you and a large band.
Right.
And that was, if you'd like to see that, it'll be online on our Facebook page. I'll put that up for you.
Good.
Well, why don't we have some more music? What would you like to do next?
Well, let's we'll do the title track of my new record. This is the record's called Soul of a Man. It's a Blind Willie Johnson tune. He was a blues guitar player, and I'm going to play the fiddle instead of the guitar and sing this song, Soul of a Man.
Thank you. the soul of a man? What is the soul? What is the soul? What is the soul of a man?
Soul of a Man, a Blind Willie Johnson tune. I don't think I've ever heard pizzicato improvisation quite like that. That was pretty cool. And that's the title track of your brand new release. And if I'm counting correctly, your 11th recording? Or is it more?
It is number 11.
Wow.
Number 11. Some people put out a lot more, but, you know, I have my own pace, so 11.
That's quite a few, actually.
Yeah, and they're, you know, they all have their own little flavor. People ask me, what's your favorite CD? What's your favorite album? I said, well, I don't know. They all, you know, have a certain set of tunes on them that mean something to me at the time. Some albums have more original material, and some of them are recorded with particular musicians, you know, so it's really hard to say. Basically, my favorite record is always the most recent one. Because I think, I've been practicing all these years to make this record. And, you know, so.
Well, you mentioned some of the musicians that you've worked with over the years. And as I was looking back at what we have here in the library, you've got a connection with a lot of Wisconsin Public Radio folks going back a while. Some of the What Do You Know team and...
Sure. You know, we worked a lot with John Tulin and Jeff Eccles and Clyde Stubblefield.
Yeah,
the funky drummer.
Yeah.
And a lot of Wisconsin-based folk singer-songwriters. L.J. Booth comes
he's so
to
talented.
Mind. But my first connection to really playing in Madison was a guy from Minneapolis, Papa John Kolstad, brought me here probably in 1979, something like that. He was an old, you know, blues picker. He had a jug band up in Minneapolis, and I played with him quite a bit. And then the next person that I played with around here would have been Jim Post. I traveled with him as his sideman for two
wow.
years in the early 80s, 1980 through 82, something like that.
The first CD, the earliest CD that we have of yours, it looks like we may have had an LP at one time, but it's no longer in the collection, I'm sorry to say. But it's...
I have two, and you can have one if you want.
It's kind of a jazz thing, sort of a late 80s, 1988.
Oh, is it In a Fog?
I don't remember the title, but yeah, very jazzy.
That would have been the vinyl record, In a Fog. And that's reissued on CD. And that was my first album. That came out on Flying Fish Records.
Nice.
That's my one and only record deal. All the other ones have been put out by myself.
I have to ask you about the photo on the cover of this new one, Soul of a Man, because it you don't see your face. You see, you're holding a fishing pole in one hand and a violin in the other, and you've got, a creel over your shoulder and a net hanging from the back. And are you a fisherman?
Yes, I am. Whatever gave you that idea. Yeah, I'm, and that picture was taken actually in Minneapolis, right off of a very busy road, but it looks like it could be in the Boundary Waters.
It sure does.
Yeah. It looks like a really remote lake, but, you know, we just drove right up to it, and it's a public park. I think it's Lake Hiawatha. But yeah, I'm in my waders, and I have my fly rod in my right hand, and my fiddle, and my arms are spread out, and it's just the image. I love to fly fish. I love to be in the water, on the water, and I like to play music. And so it's kind of a tough choice.
Yeah, your two major passions, one in each hand.
Should I go fishing or should I go fiddling?
Nice choice to have.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you about some of your education stuff. You briefly alluded to going in and, you know, doing things for string programs, but I think I read that you created some kind of a curriculum at Berklee School of Music when you were only 21 years old. How did that come about?
In 1978, I was a student at UW-Eau Claire, and I had just gone to Berklee College of Music in Boston as a student the previous spring. And one of the reasons I left the school is because they didn't have a string major. I couldn't major in violin. I really wanted to, you know, study the violin and contemporary music. So I ended up going to UW-Eau Claire, and they had a jazz program up there at the time. And then Berklee posted the position of head of string department. And somebody on the staff wrote to me and said they were going to open this position up. And I applied, and I was 21 years old, and they gave me the job. So I started the string department in the fall of 1978 at Berklee College of Music. And I did that for about 3 years. And then I really wanted to be a musician on the road. I wasn't really interested or ready for staying a long period of time in a college teaching position. And I didn't like living in a big city either. I wanted to live in Wisconsin, and I wanted to just travel and play music. So Jim Post offered me a post, and I traveled with him for a couple of years. And then 6 years ago, I was offered a similar position in St. Paul at the McNally Smith College of Music to start their string department. And it's a contemporary music school, somewhat similar to the Berklee College of Music. So 30 years later, I got a chance to do something like that again. And it's been really fun and interesting. I brought, you know, a whole lifetime of experience to the job as opposed to being 21.
Right.
Which, you know, I've learned a few things, hopefully.
It's
so I'm really
how
enjoying
come
that.
Around.
Yeah, it's a big circle. And I still have my place up in Hayward, but I also live in St. Paul for the school year, fall and spring. And I still go out and play gigs every weekend, so I'm busier than ever.
Sounds really nice.
Yeah.
Nice mix, especially if there's time for fly fishing in there.
Well, when I drive around Wisconsin, I always have my fly rod with me. There are more miles of trout stream in the state of Wisconsin than any other state in the country.
Wow.
I didn't
Some
know
of them are only
either.
Like 4 feet wide, but they're trout streams. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, you think of the out west is where all the, you know, big fly fishing takes place, but Wisconsin is kind of an overlooked gem. I shouldn't even be saying this on the radio. Forget I said it. Edit that out.
Crowding your special spots.
There's no fish here in this state. Everybody go somewhere else.
Well, why don't we have another tune? What would you like to do next?
Yes, I do. We had played Crippled Turkey earlier and referred to the poultry repertoire, you know, turkey in the straw and cluck old hen and the chicken reel. And I thought, you know, and folk music is wide open for, you know, new material. And just like other artists who, you know, might dabble in oil paints or watercolors, sculpture, landscapes, portraits. I've written some bebop tunes and some blues tunes and some country songs, and I thought I would plunge into the world of poultry fiddle tunes. And I wrote a song about a chicken. The chicken's name is Fuster. It goes like this. Thought she was a duck. All day long she'd quack, 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 but Fuster wouldn't cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, cluck. Much luck, never could get used to a hen that wouldn't cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, cluck. Wager, I offered up a buck to any man or woman who could make my Fuster cluck. Well, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster cluck. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster cluck.
as she perched upon her shelf. Well, if you want to hear that sound, just go and cluck yourself. Well, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster Clark. Come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster, come on, Fuster Clark. Well, Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Clark. Come on, Fuster Clark. Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Clark. Come on, Fuster Clark, everybody. Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Clark. Come on, Fuster Clark. Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark, Fuster Clark. Come on, Fuster Clark.
I'm almost afraid to say the name of that one.
It's just called Fuster.
We're dancing a little close to the FCC guidelines, but I think we're good. You didn't make any slips.
No, it's nothing.
No, don't know what Fuster. You mean. Fuster the hen. Yeah.
Bleep that out.
No.
There's several other verses, but I thought I'd save something for the live performance.
Exactly.
I didn't wanna, like, we only have so much time.
That's right. That's right. So, what's next for you?
Well, I'm just going to try to keep playing the violin up to a certain level. You know, you reach a certain age, and it isn't, can I get better? It's can I just kind of maintain? So, just trying to write new songs, and I'm really trying to assemble other groups of fiddle players and play more gigs with the musicians that I know, people like Chris and all my favorite Wisconsin rhythm section players, and travel around the upper Midwest and catch some more fish. And
sounds absolutely lovely. Now, you did bring your guitar with you. Are you gonna do anything with guitar?
I play a lot of, you know, I'm a multi-instrumentalist. I play mandolin and guitar and piano. And I brought my guitar. Maybe I'll sing another song.
Yeah, why don't we do one more? I think
how about a folk song?
We've got time for one more song. How about a folk song? That might be appealing to our listeners.
This is written in the style of a Hank Williams alter ego, Luke the Drifter. He wrote all these songs that had sort of morality stories to them. And it's also inspired by one of the members of the Free Hot Lunch Band, John Corning. He wrote quite a bit of the material that Free Hot Lunch did. So between John Corning and Hank Williams, you get this. I got pulled over by the state police driving home last night. The officer said he saw me swerving left to right. He ran me through some simple tests, all of which I failed. My car was towed and I spent the night in the Washburn County Jail. I sobered up and went back home, explained it to my wife. I realized right then and there it was time to change my life. I thought about my family. You know, it nearly made me cry. Years of reckless drinking. Why, it's a miracle I didn't die. I had to re-examine my relationship with that demon alcohol. The night I got arrested would be my wake-up call. My mind was in a torment. You know, I didn't get much sleep. As I contemplated the future, what to lose and what to keep, I asked the Lord for guidance. I got down on my knees to pray. Asked for his forgiveness. And would you please show me the way? I looked straight in the mirror. I didn't like the view. I realized right then and there, it's time to face the facts, be a man. There's only one right thing to do. I'm gonna quit driving. I'm gonna quit driving. I'm gonna ease back on the throttle so I can raise the bottle. I'm gonna quit driving. Yeah, it's time to quit driving. Hand me down my walking shoes. My driving days are through. I'm gonna quit driving. Yeah, it's time to quit driving. I bought my last tank of gas. I'll do my guzzling straight from the glass. I'm gonna quit driving. Yeah, it's time to quit driving. Hand me down my highway shoes. My driving days are through. Hand me down my highway shoes. My driving days are through.
I kept waiting for what that refrain was going to be.
He can't be serious.
Randy Sabine and Chris Wagner, thank you so much for coming in. And for listeners, Sabine is spelled S-A-B-I-E-N.
That's correct.
And your website is randysabinealtogether.com.
Randysabine.com.
Yeah.
You can go there and purchase that brand new record.
That's right. It's
a
good one.
You can download it from CD Baby if you're a downloader. If you want the actual hard copy with the cover.
And that great photo.
Something you can open up and read inside the old style way.
We're attached to that way here. Yeah. Well, thank you very much for sharing your time and your talent. I know you packed so many things in today, and you've still got more to do, so we appreciate you coming by the studios.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for hosting the show.
Oh, thanks, and thanks to you too, Chris, for coming
bet.
In. Randy Sabine, thanks.